This is John Batchelor. Another anecdote from Alan Phillips, the author of the new book, The Red Hotel, the Metropole Hotel in Moscow in wartime, Second World War, Stalinist state security watching the journalists so that they only will put out the official line no matter what they know, and their translators. And their translators take opportunities to both provide food for their families, Moscow is starving, and find a way out of the Soviet prison that Stalin has made the country under attack and at the same time under attack from your own people. And this is the story of Tanya and how she takes every opportunity to get inside the Metropole Hotel and make herself useful in order to get out of Russia, to escape what she sees as the end. Here's Tanya and her adventures getting into the Metropole Hotel with the English that she's learned in school. Alan Phillips talking. There's much more of this. The Red Hotel is a marvel of anecdotes of young people taking advantage of the few moments in their lives when they can escape doom. Here's Alan.
Her husband, her Russian husband, was a documentary filmmaker, They had separated, but when they separated, he gave her something more valuable in wartime than money, and that was a book of tickets, which allowed her to have lunch at the House of Artists, a sort of cultural center, and she was having lunch. I mean, not because she was greedy, because otherwise she'd just be living off black bread. So she actually had, some vegetables and things like that, and an occasional piece of meat. And the director of the place said, "Comrade, I think you speak English." And she said, "Yes." She said, "Would you like to be the master of ceremonies at a concert which we are giving for the Allies, for the British and Americans?" And she said, yes. And her first thought was, what would she wear? Because she didn't have anything to wear. Anyway, the concert took place. The Russians couldn't find much in the way of American or British classical music, but a few show tunes there, and she announced them. And afterwards, she found herself talking to the American ambassador, who was an admiral, and the head of the British military mission and his deputy. They were both naval people. And she said, rather surprisingly, she said, "Excuse me, I know you. My apartment is just over the road from you, and I see you. I see you every morning coming out in your uniform and getting into a black car with a Union Jack on it and driving away." And she thought, "I have to work with these foreigners." And she was told by someone that they needed English speakers at the Metropole, and due to great good fortune, she actually had a telephone in her apartment, which was for the fire watchers. But she had the key to the room. And she used it. So she called the Metropole and got hold of a British correspondent, and he invited her along. In fact, it was Ralph Parker, and he said, "Well, I have one. I have a translator, but there's someone newly arrived called Ronnie Matthews. I'll introduce you." And even though she had no experience dealing with journalists or shorthand or anything like that, she ended up being hired by Ronnie Matthews. And things moved quite quickly after that.
Much more of this later in the show. Thank you.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.